During the Aseres Mitzvah, there are certain insertions, certain changes we make to the tefillah itself that help us fully appreciate and understand the profound moments we have during these 10 days. One of those changes, right in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, is Achreinu L'chaim. And yet it's actually somewhat of a controversial insertion into tefillah. The Rambam codifies it in Halacha, as does Rav Mordechai Yaffe and the Levush, that we add in these insertions, Achreinu L'chaim, because we're being judged, miyichya umiyamas. But the controversy over Zachreinu is not that we should say it, but rather, when do we say Zachreinu l'chaim? We know that it's in the beginning part of our Shemoneh Esrei. However, the beginning part of Shemoneh Esrei is divided into three parts. The first part is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the middle is the Bakashos, and the end is the Hodah. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, when one is just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is not the place, it seems, to ask Hashem, v'chasveinu b'sefer achayim. In fact, the Rashba says that this led the Rashba to argue that it should be excluded. And he has a compelling argument. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that a person, lo al yishal adam tzorachav lo b'sholash rishonos, lo b'sholash achronos, that a person should not ask for his personal needs during the beginning part of Shemoneh Esrei. So if the beginning part of Shemoneh Esrei, it's Shevach, is to praise Hashem, if I am asking the Chasveinu b'sefer achayim, that seems to go against the Halacha. And the Rashba therefore says they should not be said. It's a valid argument. We don't ask for things this early in Shemoneh Esrei. Tosfos was also bothered by this question. But Tosfos gives an answer in which he says that because they are Tzarchi Tzibur, it is not my personal request just for me, but rather It is for everybody. This is more of a global Jewish people, Tzarchi Tzibor, then that's okay. Ramatzis Yo Solomon said that if you're thinking about your personal v'chasveinu b'sefer achayim at this point, then it might be a hefsek. So when we get to this point, Zachreinu, it's more about what does the Tzibor need? The health of the Tzibor, the sustenance of the Tzibor, the anti-Semitism, whatever it is that the Tzibor needs, that would be okay to think about during the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Meiri adds one more point. The Meiri adds, and even though the Shulchan Aruch codifies this as well, Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't ask for your own personal needs, but Tzarchi Tzibur would be okay. The Meiri adds one more layer. And the Meiri says, because it's for personal, ruchnius growth. Yes, generally during the whole year, when I am saying the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, I should not add in my own personal request. If it's a global, communal Tzibur request, that's okay, but it shouldn't be for me. However, during the Aseres Mitzvah, right at the outset, my Shemoneh Esrei is about what are my goals, what are my aspirations, what are my dreams, not just the health, what are my goals, what are my religious goals, what are my Shemiras HaMitzvah's goals, what are my relationship with Hashem goals, that's what I should be thinking about. And the Meiri's answer fundamentally changes our whole Shemoneh Esrei. That during these 10 days of Aseres Mitzvah, and as we get ready for the 10 days of Aseres Mitzvah, every Shemoneh Esrei, I say, is categorically different than the rest of the year. It has a feeling of my goals for the year, my aspirations for the year, v'chosveinu b'sefer achayim. And therefore, it would be okay during these 10 days to add in, even though there is halacha against it, both for Tosfos' suggestion about Tzarchi Tzibor and for the Meiri about more personal, ruchnias kind of goals.